And one of the things that really makes this job fun is getting to meet the many talented people who call the region home. We have musicians, authors, filmmakers, actors, musicians. Yeah, I said musicians twice because there are lots of them in the hills and hollers of Southern Oregon and Northern California. And we get to enjoy a visit with several of them in this hour. The Brit Guitar Trio consists of Paige Hamilton, Ed Dunn Savage, and Grant Ruiz. And I can give you some individual bios on this. Paige Hamilton is originally from Medford, is composer, guitarist, producer, and the founder frontman of the American hard rock band Helmet. Paige, thanks for joining us today in The Exchange.
Thanks for having us.
Grant Ruiz has performed in several productions of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and is currently in two groups, Duo Flamenco and Flamenco Pacifico. And he currently serves as president of the Jefferson Classical Guitar Society. So good to see you, Grant.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
Ed Dunn Savage, been here many times before, adjunct guitar instructor at Southern Oregon University, where he teaches both classical and jazz guitar styles, as well as jazz theory and improvisation. And you're also the artistic director of the Siskiyou Music Project.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So lots of skills all around the table. Tell us a bit about each of yourselves and the guitar style you tend to gravitate to. So why don't we go flamenco first? We'll go with Grant.
Sure, yeah. I started off with classical guitar when I was a kid because my father was a classically trained jazz musician, so I listened to a lot of that music growing up. But I always listened to flamenco, too. It wasn't until actually I moved to Ashland in 1997 that I actually started to study flamenco, even though there was no scene out here. You know, there's plenty of material out there now. It's amazing. You just have to go to Spain and corner a gypsy and, and apply them with drink to get probably the secrets out of them. But now there's all kinds of information. So I self-taught at first, but then I started studying with masters both here in the U.S. and in Spain, and have been I fell in love with it and have been playing it ever since and teaching it.
So it sounds like it was a good long way into your career before you sought out some people to train with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of like it was always in the back of my mind, and I finally realized I had the time and space to dive into it because I knew it was a whole other world. I started going to jazz, too, and I recognized that was a huge world. But then flamenco was also calling back to me from my childhood, you know, because, again, I'd always been listening to it. I thought, okay, well, I'll go down that path.
Paige Hamilton, tell us a bit about yourself. From Medford, but clearly become a world traveler since that time.
Yeah, born in Portland. Mom and dad settled in Medford in the 60s. My brother and I were both born up north and sis here. I didn't start to play until pretty late, but I ended up somehow at University of Oregon studying classical and jazz guitar. And then decided to move to New York with $500 in my pocket, like an idiot. I'm going to go to New York. But I got my master's degree from Manhattan School of Music there in jazz guitar. And then formed Helmet in 1989 and had the good fortune of a nice run here. It's 27 years, so we're still at it. Just kind of between Europe and Australia right now. I was fortunate to come home and play with these guys, so.
And so, Ed Dunn Savage, we've had to hear you here a few times before, but talk about your progression. You started as a bit of a rocker, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was the Beatles that inspired me to pick up the guitar at 9 years old. So, hard to believe I've been going at this for about 50 years now.
That would make you, let's see, 49. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
I was born on the leap year, so that counts for something. So, first good 10, 11 years, I was a hard rocker. I mean, I loved all the 60s rock. My big influences, including the Beatles, were the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix. I just loved all that stuff. But when I got out of high school is when I discovered jazz, and that's when I started really studying it and playing it and been at it ever since.
How did you guys come together as the Brit Guitar Trio? How did this become a thing?
Would you say, I think Kay Hilton, the education director at Brit, I got involved with Brit. Growing up in the Rogue Valley, I got to see many heroes from Kenny Burrell to Ralph Towner and the people that played at Brit and then the amazing orchestra. And a friend of mine asked me to do the rock camp, and I kind of got involved. And then Kay came on board, and I think, Ed, did you have the idea for the guitar summit thing?
Well, Kay and I actually met when Kay took over as education director. She and I had a couple of meetings because of my experience with the Siskiyou Music Project, and she wanted to expand the education events at Brit. And one idea that we came up with was a guitar workshop. So this is the third year that we're doing it. And Paige wasn't here the first year, so you were here last year. And so last year, we got the idea to go into the schools before to promote it and Paige was available and Grant was available. So it just kind of
started nosing my way in on Ed's gigs here. Like, you're playing at Belfiore. Could I sit in on that?
Well, and Paige is, you know, where he didn't start out as a rocker. He's a major jazz fan and great jazz player. And so that's how we connected, I think, last February. And I when he was coming to town, I got him on a gig.
Winchester, right.
At the Belfiore. Yeah. And then we started this and thought that the three different styles of jazz, flamenco, and rock were pretty compatible. So
jazz, flamenco, and rock compatible. Yeah. Okay, we'll get a chance to sample that when we come back from a break, which we're just about upon now. And there is a gig coming up this weekend that it's actually a scholarship funder for Guitar Weekend.
Yeah, this Friday. So since we were going to be spending 3 days visiting schools in Southern Oregon, I thought, well, maybe it would be good to finish it up with a little concert. And So, Friday night at Hilltop Music, which is a new great venue in Phoenix, right at the Shops at 24, at 7 o'clock, we'll be doing a concert. And we'll be playing the trio stuff, but we'll also be featuring solo, duo, and trio at Hilltop and raising money to help some students that can't afford to make it to the workshop. So we're going to be offering scholarships for the weekend, the Guitar Weekend. Yeah.
Okay, so a chance to see them this weekend, a chance to talk about Guitar Weekend coming up in June at Brit, and a chance to hear them play. I think I got the blah, blah part out of the way. As we come back to the Jefferson Exchange with Paige Hamilton, Ed Dunsavage, and Grant Ruiz, the Brit Guitar Trio, back on the Exchange in a minute 10. Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We have the Brit Guitar Trio in the studio, so a rare treat, a chance to push the table back and make some room for people and guitars. And we have all of the above with Paige Hamilton, Ed Dunsavage, and Grant Ruiz. They are the Brit Guitar Trio playing a gig this weekend. That'll be Friday at 7 at Hilltop Music in Phoenix, which is to help raise scholarship funds for students attending the 2017 Brit Guitar Weekend on June 23rd through 25th. Because I can't get headphones on them to hear your phone calls, if you want to contact the trio during the program, send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. And my apologies to audience and guitar players alike for spending so much time getting to know you. I blew right into the break without having a chance to hear some music from you. So we got some time here. What would you like to do?
I think we're going to play a bossa nova. This is a piece called Black Orpheus.
Black Orpheus from the Brit Guitar Trio here on the Jefferson Exchange. Black Orpheus from the Brit Guitar Trio here on the Jefferson Exchange. The majority of the leads coming from Ed Dunsavage, some of that from Paige Hamilton as well. The Brit Guitar Trio again coming up on Friday night at Hilltop Music in Phoenix at 7. That's in the Shops at Exit 24, which is gone by a couple of other names over the years. People might remember it as the Pear Tree Factory Stores, that sort of thing. Let's talk about the what that's a benefit for, though, to get some scholarships for the Brit Guitar Weekend coming up June 23rd through 25th. I have this vision of hundreds of guitar players swarming over the Brit Hillside.
Well, here's hoping.
We hope. This is our third year. Grant and I have – this will be Grant and my third year doing it, and Paige's second. And you know, Kay Hamilton – Kay Hilton.
Okay.
I made the same
Hilton,
mistake
Hamilton.
As yesterday.
Right.
One of the teachers introduced
no, Paige and Kay are not married.
Kay into Hamilton. No, not married.
Not
anyway, you know, Kay has put a lot of work into this, and so we're just doing our best to try to let people know and get, you know, this is in fact mostly I think we've had more adults at the workshops the previous past 2 years than students. We've had certainly some of my SOU students have attended, and you know, it's not that expensive, but it's still more than some kids can afford or the parents can afford. So that's why we got this idea to do a scholarship. And the Siskiyou Music Project the last couple of years has offered scholarships. So we've been able to, as well as the Brit, been able to offer several scholarships in the past. So we're hoping to expand that a little bit this year.
Well, let's talk about the educational process a bit, because it seems like people can have a number of different responses to seeing guys play as well as you do. And one of them would be, wow, I really want to do that. Show me how. And the other one is, oh, my God, I could never be that good. Forget it.
That's how I felt when I saw Jeff Beck. I'm like, I quit. I'm done. I can't do it. But, yeah, we were blown away yesterday. We went to Grants Pass, and we had no idea. We'd never been to Grants Pass High or the middle school there, North Middle School. And the incredible music program and the facilities are – we had like 100 – kids at the high school there, and they have this beautiful theater. And then we at the middle school had a guitar class, and they knew Django Reinhardt. They've been working on flamenco rhythms. They were 12? What's middle school? 12 years old?
Yeah, it's 13.
Just incredible. Yeah. So there's, I mean, the Valley. We've been now for me the second year. I don't know how many schools we've visited, but you know, pretty much every area high school and a couple several middle schools. And there's a great. A lot of young, you know, enthusiastic players coming up. You know, it's really cool. Not just guitar. We had the string yesterday. A lot of string players, and I think 3/4 of the class played guitar as well. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Yeah. But it's good to see at a time when there's been a big hit in recent years.
Absolutely,
music programs
it's
in many
really
schools.
Encouraging. Yeah, it's really encouraging.
And kids tend to be less daunted. You know, if they hear the music, they're more likely to say, "Ooh, I like that. I want to." You know, I want to do that. I'd love to talk to musicians and ask them, well, what was your moment when you kind of got turned on
Absolutely.
To your style? You know, and often it was, you know, there is a moment. And sometimes it happened when they were kids. You know, a certain sound got stuck in the air. And so, yeah, we definitely want to go into schools and get kids inspired. Like Ed said, we've had mostly adults in the previous guitar workshops, but you know, we're looking to inspire kids, definitely get them on paths towards music.
Well, let me talk about learning for adults then, because that's something you experienced yourself, Grant. I mean, you had been playing the guitar for many years, it sounds like, before you sought out real flamenco instruction.
Right.
How easy or difficult was that to kind of surrender what you'd been doing up to somebody else to say, no, do it like this?
Yeah, always a good question. You know, I believe very much in something called the beginner's mind. You know, which is basically if you try something even that's related to what you already know, to try to walk in as much as possible with the attitude of, I don't really know this. Okay, I'm going to try to leave behind what I think I know. I mean, you could bring skill with you, certainly, and technique that serves the new discipline. You know, but try to be as open as possible and acknowledge that this is something different. So it opens up your ears more when you acknowledge the fact that, yeah, you are a beginner. It also, I think, takes pressure off of the adult, because adults so many times just put pressure on themselves unduly and are immediately critical about their lack of ability to do something. They think, oh, I should just be inherently able to do this and competent. And it's the teacher's job to assure them, no, this is a new thing. Give yourself time. Be patient, you know, and just, you know, be open to what the differences are and let those come in, you know, as new things. And so, you know, that's what we do with this guitar workshop. You know, we're teaching all levels. And the idea is that even if you're experienced with a particular genre, when you step into a new one, you're going to learn something new and get something out of it that you could bring into your playing or just take as a point of interest, however you want to internalize it.
So when you first started taking flamenco lessons, was there sort of an odd adjustment period like from what you'd been to what you were now learning to do?
Classical's highly refined, you know, and flamenco is just visceral, raw, percussive. You know, you dig into the guitar. A guy told me, play the guitar like you hate it. You know, I was like, man, I love my guitar. I couldn't do that. He's like, hit the guitar. You know, you hit the guitar.
Which sounds like actually something that was on, I think it's a liner notes for Jeff Beck's Truth album. He says, the last thing you hear in this song is the sound of my guitar puking after I've been pounding its guts for 5 minutes.
Truth and Beck, always great with Rod Stewart singing, right?
Right,
Fantastic records, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, so a couple things here. I'm going to let people know again that we're talking to the folks at the Brit Guitar Trio. While I'm talking, Ed, if we can, we'll squelch your microphone. If you can get it down a little closer to the amp so we can hear a little more guitar and not so much the human sounds that come in. But Ed Dunsavage is an adjunct guitar instructor at Southern Oregon University. He teaches classical and jazz guitar styles, jazz theory and improvisation. He's also the artistic director of the Siskiyou Music Project. Grant Ruiz is the one who's talking flamenco. And he has been in several productions of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. His current groups are Duo Flamenco and Flamenco Pacifico, and he's the president of the Jefferson Classical Guitar Society. Paige Hamilton is originally from Medford, composer, guitarist, producer, and the founder frontman of the American hard rock band Helmet. So these are the members of the Brit Guitar Trio. And what else would you guys like to play?
Let's do the Django.
Yeah, that's cool.
Some Django Reinhardt?
Yeah.
And what's the piece called?
Minor Swing.
Minor Swing. Okay, so Minor Swing here from the Brit Guitar Trio, rather, here on the Jefferson Exchange. Swing from the Brit Guitar Trio here on the Jefferson Exchange. That is Ed Dunsavage on most of the leads there. Grant Ruiz got a lead in there too. Paige Hamilton got some in there as well. That's a lot of fun stuff. I mean, when you guys get together, given that you come from, you all know each other's stuff, but you emphasize in particular stylistic realms. And I wonder, is there a certain sort of reacquaintance period when you come back together to figure out what kinds of things you can all work on together?
Well. Because Paige and I both have studied jazz and been into jazz a long time, we have a real common ground. First time we got together and played, we knew a lot of the same pieces and all that. you know, Grant has some background in jazz, but his focus certainly has been flamenco, but he enjoys the music. So we just sort of talk it over. What tunes do you guys know? What do you want to do? We want to keep it fun. We don't want to get too heavy rolling together for like 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
bossa yeah.
thing is kind of a common
yeah
sort of,
the Brazilian you know, music the Brazilian we all love. I played up at Belfiore last night, Belfiore Winery, and Paige came and joined me for a set. We ended up playing, 3 or 4 Jobim pieces just because we both love the music.
It's such genius. So you weren't kidding about it. You're playing at Belfiore. Can I come along?
He did.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I'm driving in the red, borrowed my friend's car. I'm sloshing through. I can't wait to go play with Ed. It's just so much. It's really, really fun. We actually, Grant pointed out some of the similarities between we do Song for My Father, which we should maybe do, and a flamenco song, the exact same chord progression.
Yeah,
right?
Chord progressions are sometimes overlapping feel. You know, you bring in different feels from your genre. When we're going on to schools, I like to point out that it's kind of like having a conversation with 3 different accents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when Ed's playing his new gypsy jazz guitar.
New gypsy jazz guitar. I just got this week. So
yeah, that's a French. That's a
kind
French
of Django Reinhardt style guitar.
So yeah. So for those of us who are into guitar geeky stuff, it's a wooden pickup on an acoustic guitar with a cutaway.
Yeah. There's this guy in Portland who actually hand winds these pickups and he makes them specifically for the gypsy jazz guitar to sort of get that sound. So it has a much brighter tone. Yeah. So,
do you guys want to do something else up there? We got about another 3 minutes to
sure.
a break.
Hey, just real quickly, so just to let people know who are listening, who might be considering coming to the workshop, you know, there are 6 guitarists, including us, covering these styles. Hawkeye Herman is going to be doing a blues workshop. Mark Nelson is a wonderful slack key Hawaiian guitarist. And he's also doing an ukulele class, which is separate. You can just come in if you're an ukulele player. You can just come and register for that. And then we have a wonderful guest artist coming from the East Coast, Vicky Genfin, who is a kind of a percussive, open-tuning, finger-style guitarist. Really great guitar. She travels all over the world. So that's going to be really special.
And I see, too, that you could win, actually, an Epiphone guitar.
Exactly. Everybody who registers is up for a $1,000 Epiphone guitar that they're going to be giving away.
Les Paul.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you want another tune before we go on the break?
Yes, please.
You want to do the song?
It's
just
Song for My Father, yeah.
Oh. Was it Song for My Father?
Yeah. Or a Silver Song.
Silver Song, okay. Alrighty. Silver Song from the Brit Guitar Trio here on the. Actually, Grant, can you take your microphone down a little bit too?
Sure.
Physically? Just closer to the guitar. There we go.
Yeah, one of the things I dig about this tune is it does have a flamenco guitar progression.
Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you.
final segment of today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. You got serenaded underway to the last break by the folks of the Brit Guitar Trio. That is Grant Ruiz, Paige Hamilton, and Ed Dunsavage. They are getting ready for a gig this weekend, actually tomorrow, Friday, April 14th at 7 at Hilltop Music in Phoenix, which is a fundraiser to raise some scholarship funds for students attending the 2017 Brit Guitar Weekend. That'll be the weekend of June 23rd through 25th. So a lot of different guitar styles here, as Grant tends to focus on flamenco. Paige is a bit of a rocker, but a jazz player too. And Ed spends most of his time in the jazz realm. So all kinds of different sounds here coming together in the studio. And because I can't get them to headphones, and they're a little far flung with the need to get guitars and microphones a little separated, we can't take phone calls. If you would like to send some emails with questions or comments, send those to jx@jeffnet.org. I do want to talk about, let's talk shop a little bit about the Axis, because you mentioned the gypsy jazz guitar. What makes it a gypsy jazz guitar, Ed?
Well, Django Reinhardt played a particular guitar, if people are familiar with the hot club jazz of the 30s and 40s. And he played a guitar that was manufactured by the Selmer Company, which is known mostly for horns, for saxophones. But there was an Italian guitar designer named Macaferri, and he designed these guitars that Selmer produced. And they were designed to be loud and designed to be bright. And that's mostly what it just was convenient. That's what they were playing, they were producing at the time. And now it's this whole genre and market, you know, 60, 70 years later, where you have guitar builders. This is a custom-built guitar, but you've got these being made in China, production guitars. And it's just a particular style. It's just a much brighter kind of sound, you know.
Part gut string, right? Or is it all?
No, these are just steel strings, right. But it's just, yeah, it's got that kind of resonant sound. And so, that's the difference between, say, Grant's flamenco guitar, which is, again, designed differently specifically for the style of guitar playing.
And that does have some nylon strings on it, right?
Yeah, it's traditionally nylon string. It's basically like a classical guitar, but flamenco guitars tend to be lighter in construction, and so there's more decay in the sound. You don't get a big resonance like you want with classical guitar, where you have these beautiful, long, you know, sustained notes, sweet notes. Flamenco guitar, again, is all about percussion.
Yeah,
and I'm also teaching classical as well in this camp, so I'm going to be kind of straddling those two worlds that I know, which, again, are very different, but essentially are played on the same instrument, just with subtle differences for the style.
Are there differences in the way you hold it or the way you,
yeah,
like,
as
you
well,
make the
as
chords
well.
And all that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The classical method of holding is a very particular, very, not rigid, but definitely held. Flamenco guitars can be held any number of ways and more casually, yeah.
Now, Paige Hamilton, you're playing a guitar that looks like it probably could scream. In fact, I don't see a double humbucking pickup on there, but
yeah, they're humbuckers on
there. Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah. It's actually an artist in New York, Eric Sanko, did the aluminum leaf on the top of this. It was made for me by Paul Reed Smith, and it was black, and I just thought it looked pretty bland, so my buddy did this aluminum leaf, and then we finished over it. It's gorgeous. Just a solid body. It's kind of based on a Les Paul, the guy that designed the Les Paul, McCarty, sorts of was designed by him, I guess.
So some scratches in the aluminum leaf finish. I know is it banged up against drum kits or something?
Yeah, it's in my amp, and I do some various feedback things. I use this. I've been fortunate to do some film work, and I use this a lot because it's kind of dead, and it's a 22 fret, so it's a shorter scale. So I've abused my instruments a little bit. It's kind of, we haven't really worked the noise hardcore aspect into the Guitar Trio yet. But
if you've checked out Helmet, you'll see what he's talking about.
They're
a heavy duty rock band.
Yeah, that was where the question came from. Yeah. So to each of you as established performers, how easy or hard was the transition to teaching, to be able to hold yourself back as the performer and divert your stuff into another human being and say, here, I want you to do this now?
Well, we were actually talking to some of the students yesterday about this, and we were suggesting as soon as you're able to, teach your friend. I mean, I gave my first guitar lesson at 10 years old to a friend who just wanted to pick up the guitar, and I already was learning how to read, and I knew the chords, and so all through school, I was given friends guitar lessons, so I started out that way.
And that man is now Neil Sean of Journey, but
but it came fairly natural. And what we told him is that this is a great way to learn and reinforce the stuff that you know by teaching somebody else. And so, yeah, I just it's been natural. I've always given guitar lessons.
Howard Roberts, the great educator, jazz guitarist, session guy who's passed away several years ago, is my mentor's mentor at University of Oregon. He said the day he took his first guitar lesson, he gave his first guitar lesson. So one beautiful thing about music and the guitar certainly is you learn something and you share it. And we're encouraging these kids and anyone you play, get together with your friends and share ideas and stuff. And you're looking at the guitar from the from the other side, and it's great for you as a player as well. I mean, from a selfish standpoint, but it's fun. It's really fun teaching. It's absolutely, get the enthusiasm. Just to see when something clicks for someone is really a great thing.
Yeah, I came from a different world, being classically trained. I spent a lot of time just playing on my own, studying on my own. And I wasn't really into teaching. I was just so dug into, building technique and knowledge. It was definitely a solitary thing. But then when I started studying flamenco, then, I was very excited. But I think it showed, like when I'd play out, people would be, oh, that's really cool. Can you show me that? And it's like, yeah, I know enough. Then I had that same attitude that you guys had when you're younger. It's like, yeah, I know enough to show you something. And so I kept building, that discipline while being able to show other people. And it's been great.
How do you encourage students, though, when either they get a little discouraged about, I can't get my fingers to bend that way, I can't make the bar chord without my hand cramping up,
That's a challenge.
My tips get sore, whatever.
I get a lot of beginners here at SOU. I have my music majors, but I also get a lot of kids who just want to come and take a term of guitar, and the same thing, I can't make that chord, and I just try to find a simple way. So, like, for instance, somebody came to me and they couldn't play a C chord, they just really couldn't get it down, they couldn't hold all the fingers down, and I tried different things. So then I said, well, look, just take these three notes, just use one finger, that's a C triad, okay?
Oh, sure.
Then add a second finger, she was able to do that, and then finally said, all you got to do is hold that down, add that, and so you just find, whatever works. Every student is different, every approach
like
is different.
I like the torture approach too.
Yeah.
I spent
whip.
A lot of time yesterday at Ashland
High School, yeah.
Going around to all the kids and twisting their fingers.
Yeah,
and
physically.
One poor little kid had a Band-Aid on one of her fingers. I'm like, sorry, this has to play the E here.
You're going to play that bar chord or else.
Make them bleed.
Yeah. So there's all different approaches.
Let me see the Dunn Savage technique on an E-flat. That's the one that always bedeviled
on
me.
An E-flat.
E-flat chord.
So,
yeah.
So again, with my students, even if they're beginners, I talk basic theory because everybody, I get students who've been playing, I don't understand the theory, it's complicated. So I just show them, this is an E-flat. Here's E-flat. This is a triad. So you just take those three notes, and if you could take that, you move them around the neck, and then you can expand it. You're just doubling it, or if you're going to play a big bar chord. But that takes building up, your calluses on your fingers and all that kind of stuff, and you strengthen your fingers. And then from there, once they have that, then we go into major sevens, dominant sevens, and understanding the theory. So I give theory the first lesson. I start, this is a major scale.
Mm-hmm.
Learn it. Because that's what everything else is coming from. And so, and it works. It's great. Yeah, so.
Fun stuff all around. Do you guys want to play something else?
Sure.
About another 6-7 minutes.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're going to do a tune. This is actually written by guitarist Ralph Towner, who is quite well known.
University
of Oregon graduate.
From Chehalis, Washington.
And his band is called Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite guitar players on the planet. And composers, classically trained. And jazz. He was a jazz pianist first and then studied classical guitar. Anyway, this is a piece by Ralph called Innocente.
Innocente, you're on the Jefferson Exchange. Thank you. could ring for a while, or could have rung for a while. That is Innocente from the Brit Guitar Trio here on the Jefferson Exchange. Ed Dunsavage there at the end. We also heard solos from Paige Hamilton and Grant Ruiz in the middle. They are all the components of the Brit Guitar Trio. So how much do you guys, I mean, given that you have some shared repertoire, how much time do you have to spend together practicing before you
practice.
Do your gigs?
What?
Practice? No. Okay. We did get together Monday. I got to come to SOU and sit in on the rock history class with Brian Jeffs, and Ed's office is right down the hall, and so we went to
lunch, got caffeinated, and then had about an hour rehearsal, to kind of talk about what tunes.
Figure out what tunes we want.
And really, just in doing the school visits has been our rehearsal time, playing in front of the kids.
Kind of the beauty of this music is it's this language. So if you understand the language, you know, they threw a couple of charts in front of me and tried to kind of wing it. So
what's coming up for each of you individually? Who's got the next?
Paige has the biggest gig.
More flights.
He's leaving for Australia, New Zealand in a few days.
Tuesday, yeah.
Is that where Helmut's playing these days?
Yeah, we just finished Europe. We did 40 shows over there in the U.S. We had a new album that came out, Dead to the World, in October. So we did 40 U.S., 40 Europe, and then we have this little break in New Zealand, Australia, and then back to Europe. So it's been a good year. Mm-hmm. Real happy with it.
Sounds great.
He's got the frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, he does too. And you mentioned a pinched nerve from the airplane seats as well.
Brutal.
So, yowza. Grant, what's coming up for you?
Well, I just released a CD with my project Flamenco Pacifico with Robert Boyd up in Corvallis. We had a couple of debut concerts down here, a CD called Convivencia, which means coexistence. It's been very well received. Modern flamenco compositions, originals by Berto, and arrangements by him and me, with the help of Terry Longshore, Rico, and Randy Tico down in L.A. on bass, and some other folks helping us out. And we're busy promoting that CD right now.
Super cool record.
Okay, Ed, quickly, what's up with
you? Just my usual local stuff, teaching at SOU, doing gigs. I have a new solo CD that I recorded in the fall, and I'll leave you a copy if you like. And,
Okay, Brit Guitar Trio this weekend, Friday, April 14th at 7 o'clock at Hilltop Music in Phoenix. Ed Dunsavage, Paige Hamilton, Grant Ruiz.